well, we are going to use of all of our rights from justice. That's what we did. We have been kept for 84 hours now in a police camp. So they took us to the court throughout the day. I'm just back now from the. I have been released, but some members have been detained. They said that there have been a contract giving to some people, but we said the common member of parliament has we have not financier. We don't know what is going on. We don't know when they got they do tender. So it's just because all people who had the responsibility was they face the tribunal. The president, the vice president, the president of permanent commission like me, because I was permanent commission defense and security. So we don't have anything to do with any tender or anything like that.
President Tanja is trying to put his son as a member of parliament. What is the opposition going to do about this?
Well, what are we going to do? Is if this it will be confirmed, then that will be the starting of the confirmation of the monarchy. Because after 3 years, the boy will be 40 years old, so he can be ready to be by law to contest. That's maybe this bonus of 3 years he gave himself.
Are you saying the opposition is powerless in this case?
Well, what we are doing, we are contesting the whole sixth constitution. So the whole opposition, nobody is going to contest because it's not a free and fair election. Everything is ready-made. They know already who will be elected to constituency. Everything like they did at the referendum, that's all. So there is no point to go and spend their money and their energy for nothing. But we'll continue to fight on the right of democracy. Democracy has given us. Now, for us, we are going to open the parliament because that was one of the reasons he came and arrested all members of the parliament so that to avoid this ceremony. But we are not going, whether he will take us to jail or whatever, we'll still put back this parliament back because he has not respected the constitution because he has to hold the election 45 days earlier and the latest 90 days. And it has not been held. Now the end has come, so we will we'll definitely put it Friday.
You were just released from police detention. Why were you arrested, and have they explained, you know, the circumstances of your arrest?
Well, they were a hearing. They said that we have fixed our salary with deliberation, and this is not the way it has. When the Constitutional Court said that it has to be by law, but they didn't say that it is too much or not. They just say we have to confirm. So we passed a bill, and we voted the bill. And finished for us, it is inside the finance law, which is the budget, national budget. So it's just, a tricky way to frustrate people. Honestly, if you see this morning, the family of all those MP, it is terrible. It is it was really pitiful, humiliating families, and it was a terrible situation. And
how many of your colleagues are still in jail? And did they tell them when they're going to release them?
But I wanted that there were about, again, 10 of our colleagues who are still there. But maybe the judge will release them. But one has been kept there with some business people and staff of the parliament, about five staff of the parliament, the financial director, the director of cabinet of the president, former president of assembly, about five of them has been arrested. So now I'm trying to see whether the other one has been released or not.
What are you going to do now that you have been released from detention?
Okay, first of all, we are going now to have an extraordinary meeting of the all forces, syndicate, civil society, and the political parties, and we will see the step we are going to take forward. We will see. As early as tomorrow, we will determine what are the actions we are going to do. Anyway, we are going to struggle until we get the victory.